Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week, I'll be back on the road for John Deere doing some drivegreentractors.com work. This is going to be I'll be in Maryland and Pennsylvania towards the end of the week, right before Easter. And that'll be the conclusion of their circuit for this, we called it a caravan. It's more of a truck driving some tractors around from dealership to dealership. And then it'll move to Missouri and then on to the western United States. And we'll be with them along at stops there as well. So at drivegreentractors.com, you'll find my updates with interviews and pictures and video clips from this project that John Deere has had going now for several months. Well, this week on the program, Cindy interviewed Clint Deitch with Ag Career Spotter, and that you can find at agcareerspotter.com. They called us up and we helped them send out a news release through our Ag Newswire service and then did an interview for them to post onto Ag Wired, which we will get taken care of today. So without getting into any more of that, I'll let Cindy and Clint tell you about Ag Career Spotter.
We're speaking with Clint Deitch, who is the president of AgCareerSpotter.com, and that's a new website that will help people who are in the agribusiness industry possibly connect to get jobs and possibly get employees as well. So, Clint, why don't you tell us just a little bit about what AgCareerSpotter is?
AgCareerSpotter is an online job board specifically for the agricultural industry. We found through research and through study with human resource people and agricultural recruiters that there was a definite need for an online job board for agriculture specifically. Most of us that are in Ag Career Spotter have grown up on a farm or been around the farm, and through our backgrounds, especially my background as a recruiter in the agricultural field for 15 years, and our other partner who has also been in the agricultural industry through farmland industries and also internet job boards, it was just a natural fit for us to start within agriculture.
And you're located really right out in the countryside, close to us as Zimcom World Headquarters in Missouri.
Yes, we're located in northern Missouri. We look out on the farm ground of Missouri every day.
Tell us a little bit about how Ag Career Spotter works then.
Well, the way it works is if you are a job seeker, you go to the site, and it's all completely free to the job seeker. They can look over different positions from companies such as Cargill, Rich Connell AgriSearch, Syngenta. The job seeker can post a resume. They can make it a confidential resume. They can even sign up for job agents, which when a new job gets posted to our site, it will automatically email them and let them know that, hey, here's a job that might fit exactly what you're looking for, so you need to come to the site and take a look.
And now as far as the companies are concerned, the Syngentas and Cargills and what have you, what do they need to do if they want to get their jobs posted on Ag Career Spotter?
All they need to do is go to the website and register as an employer and take a look at the different, we have several different packages available for them, whether they just need to post one job or unlimited jobs or whatever package they need. We'll make one to fit whatever they're looking for. And then usually we'll do a 15-minute training call with whoever is going to be posting the jobs to make sure that they understand exactly how everything works and walk them through the different scenarios on how to post a job. And then we get them out there and they start getting people through the job board.
Of course, this is a really important service right now, especially considering the economy and people who are looking for jobs, people have been laid off. I understand you're using also some new media tools, some social media tools to make these job notices available, right?
Yes, we have. We started a Twitter page recently, and all our jobs are feeding onto that, which also feeds a Facebook page. That's a new thing for us, and we're learning about it every day.
Well, I think that's really great to use these kind of tools. This is the perfect kind of a service to be using this kind of social media tools. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, this is where people are going, and it gets the information out there immediately to people, right in their hands, right in their cell phones, as the case may be, when they're looking for jobs. How do you envision this service growing?
Well, I think eventually we hope to be the premier industry-focused online recruitment website for agriculture, and that may include HR functions for human resource people in different companies. We'll get them together, have a conference, and hopefully become their support to help them with their daily function.
What about working with universities?
Yes, we do plan to work with universities, and we do plan to advertise for college students and to help along with that. But our main goal is to find the experienced person. So we want to do both. We want to definitely hit the experienced people and do the college recruiting as well. And we do have several links with several different colleges throughout the Midwest already. And we also offer free internship postings for any company that is just looking for an intern. They can put that out there for free.
Well, tell us again what the website address is, and if people want to get the Twitter feed, how they do that.
The website is www.agcareerspotter.com, and that's agcareerspotter.com. And the Twitter feed is, if you can just go to www.twitter.com and then add Career Spotter, and you should be able to find it.
Well, thank you very much. And again, I think this is a real timely service, considering the economy and people that are out there looking for jobs.
I want to thank Clint for taking the time to do the interview with Cindy and telling us more about Ag Career Spotter, and hopefully you'll check it out and give him some feedback, because it looks like, just looking at the site, he's already got quite a few jobs listed there. And so it's definitely, like Cindy said, a timely thing for people who are looking for jobs in this industry right now. Well, that's our Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from the PodSafe Music Network. This one's called A Day Job and a Dream, sung by Missy Hale, and it's by David Kraut, who is a songwriter. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Doesn't tell the boss where she goes after work when the office is closed. She tries to keep a secret to herself. She spends weeknights in crowded bars, at open mics, strumming her guitar. And she plays a small stage for spare change and the strain is showing. But she sings those two things are keeping spirit going. She's got a day job and a dream. That's how she survives, trying to live a different life with a pocket full of faith that someday she'll succeed. Until then, she's stuck between no career. She knows there are other lives to lead, and she could give it up and get her degree, or find love and raise a family. Someday she may awake with a different passion, but till then she'll spend every second making this one happen with a day job. Full of fame.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.